It is Monday, May 15th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley for his regular market update. Well, I look at this market today. I don't know whether you want to call it a slump or a bump or a decline or what it is.
Well, we call it a cup.
A cup.
A cup. So okay. If you certainly look at our long-term performance graphs, well, 2.5 years, on the front of our site, we go through what we call cups. And what cups are to us are corrections in our portfolios, which are actually mirroring probably the market to a large extent.
Mm-hmm.
But these are great opportunities for us. We only make money on cups. So.
Okay, but you have to move quickly on a cup, I would think. Are you agile enough? Because you only rebalance monthly. Shouldn't you be playing it daily in a market like this?
Maybe if we do all kinds of research, maybe 5 years from now, we will be looking at that. But no, our process is, on a monthly basis, we go through, we see what stocks are showing up, what stocks have to be sold. And that's how we keep on buying value. So, but usually what happens in a cup is we slide with the market, but as the portfolio gets transitioned through the cups, that provides the fuel, the energy, if you will, to hit new highs, as we have been for the last 2.5 years. So we need them in order to keep on going, hitting new highs. So
okay, well, take me through it on your biggest holding in the Canadian fund, which I believe is still Tech Cominco.
Well, actually, Falcon Bridge, but yeah. Tech is close behind.
All right.
So
you've got the cup. Should you be jumping on it on May 15th?
Yeah, I mean, I think the bottom in Tech is probably around $66 for those people who are following it, which would put it at, and we don't look at price-earnings ratio, but it put it at a less than 10 times earnings.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All the action in Tech and the multiple still under 10.
Yeah, as someone was saying last week, these stocks have better fundamentals today than they did 4 years ago. At you know, probably a 60% decrease in price. But no, it just if it's, you know, if we're lucky enough to get it at $66, let's say at the end of the month. But certainly, I think Tech will be certainly our number one, number two position in our portfolio at month end. I'm guessing. But it's an educated guess. We would be buying more, so that's the way we do it.
Okay, let's not look south. Let's look at the U.S. markets, which, you know, you've got your money back now after the year 2000. But not if you're in the greenback. What's going on with the currency, and what does that set up in equity markets?
This U.S. dollar thing, I mean, the U.S. has been a whipping boy for much of the world. And as I tried to say in the media, the U.S. right now is a rock and a hard place.
Mm.
You got Japan pumping liquidity like crazy. They won't do anything in a central bank sense to drive that liquidity.
No.
You got Europe, you know, they've been pumping liquidity, and, you know, they've been reluctant. They had raised rates a little bit in December 1st, but they don't want to do anything because Italy's up in arms or whatever. But you got the U.S. here hiking
16
rates
times in a row.
Six, you know, at 5%. And actually, they're being the brink of the world, if you will. But I'll tell you, the U.S. isn't a rock in our place. What I love about this is if we can get that U.S. dollar lower, that will set up a bottom for the U.S. in terms of asset values, in terms of not only the currency, but also the equity prices. The U.S. stocks are cheap, cheap, cheap compared to anywhere else in the world.
Because people bought real estate, among other things.
Well, domestically.
Yeah.
But, I challenge investors, if I put you in Japan or Europe, certainly with their currencies where they're trading at, versus the U.S. dollar, with the companies that they can buy on a cheap, cheap, cheap basis, that would set up, I think, a very secular bull market certainly going. But we have to get to the bottom.
Where do you think it is? I mean, if you look at gold, if gold's $700, what's that tell you about the greenback?
Well, the greenback's in trouble. But, you know, does that mean it goes down to, let's say, 80 on the dollar index, 79, which has kind of been the bottom for it?
Yeah.
That's another kind of like 5 to 8% in terms of value. So, I mean, I think it, you know, hopefully it happens slowly over time, but when we ever get to the bottom of the U.S. dollar, boy, that sets up, I think, a huge buying opportunity for people worldwide and domestically.
How often do you see something like that happen?
A generation.
Yeah.
We saw it in 1991 when we basically put all our clients into dogs of the Dow strategy, large cap stocks. So it is a generational thing. We haven't had the U.S. with the wind at its back for probably 6-7 years.
Mm.
It'd be interesting to speculate when they get the wind at their back again. But we got November elections coming up. George W. is a lame duck after certainly November of this year. We'll see the results. You got new leadership coming in, potentially another couple years. Investors should not underrate that. So potentially you have a very good situation for the U.S. coming up.
You've done well when the situation hasn't been so promising. Could you stand success in your in the U.S. market?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we pick our spots, we pick value, but if the U.S. does turn around, as I predict, in another couple years, we're probably just happy just to keep pace with the index.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll do.
Well, it is Victoria Day next Monday, so I'll give you a week off. See you in 2 weeks, Brian.
Great to be here.